This is the BBC Light Programme. Away with dull care. Let the joy bells ring. Huzzah!
By Jove! It's a merry, singing funeral! Oh, don't take it so hard, folks. It's only a trial one for Eccles. And now, for an encore, I'll sing a little song entitled Looking Through the Knot Hole in Grandma's Woodenly, Maestro P. Singer. Long, long ago, in the wilds of Australia...
I see, you look a sporting gentleman to me. You look like a sporting man.
Just a moment now. How dare you interrupt my act with these I says, while I'm trying to entertain these nice, nutty ladies and gentlemen here.
Tell me, I say, if it takes a chicken 10 days to eat 40 pounds of sawdust, how long would it take to lay a 10-ton wooden egg? Do you give up?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
So do the chicken.
I say now, look here.
Tell me, Mr. Mann. Can a woman with a wooden leg change a pound note?
Can a woman with a wooden leg change a pound note?
That is what I say.
Well, of course she can.
No, she cannot. You see, she's only got half a knicker.
Would you kindly leave the green gate?
It doesn't matter, really. Because we're still good friends, you see, because... Come in arm together, just like we used to be. Here I am, but you stand near me.
Now, if you'll pardon the expression, number two on your program is the world-famous continental act, Les Trois Toms des Actons.
And onto the stage come three tatty men wearing wigs, leotards, and partially assembled boots. The anchor man has a hearing aid in his shin.
The death-defying Great Pyramid. Hey!
And the Trois Toms des Actons strain to make a subhuman pyramid of knees. Yeah, they've all gone through the stage. They'll be killed.
Oh, my leg. It's gone below the waist.
What's happened? Weren't you on the stage then?
I've broken my right leg.
Only one? Get back on the stage, you hear.
I refuse.
You'd better do as he says, boy, or we'll never work again. Bludgeon!
Right. Come here.
Yeah?
Help me up with your conch.
All right.
There goes the other one now.
Two broken legs. Give me the mic. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Presenting Neddy Seagoon in his impression of Toulouse-Lautrec.
Stop, Fermé Hoyler.
I second Fermé Hoyler.
And in our midst, if not sooner, rode two men wearing nude clothes. On a unicycle they were. Their bodies driven by legs and their legs driven by feet.
Nothing but the best for us, Kenneth. My card de jour.
Ah, doctors Moriarty and Thin. Surgeons, tree fellers, and old women hit while you wait.
We must examine this wreck. Say ah! Come, little hairy Kenny. Let us give you a free diagnosis. Now, put your head on that handle. Just as I thought, a fractured skull.
Yes, Kenny. Now, let us examine your wallet.
Careful with it now.
Empty, by Jupiter. Kenny, you're suffering from advanced poverty.
What? I say, is that dangerous?
If not checked, it can lead to bankruptcy and the pauper's crut. A dread disease that took poor Manx Geldray's conch away in its pride.
Yes, I got it bad, and that ain't good, boy.
Hey, you gonna play, mate?
Yes. That means that you're going back for
the brandy!
Ladies and gentlemen.
During Mr. Galbraith's conch, the great surgeons worked on Connor's poverty.
Ah, little Harry Kenny. Here is a national health prescription on hair.
Ah, I see. Ah, pounds 50 to be taken once a week until better.
Aha.
Money.
Yeah.
So that's the cure for poverty.
Yes, it took a lot of lab work, but we found it.
Well, I'll get round to the bank and have this made up.
Not with those naughty broken legs, Kenny. We'll keep them until they are mended. Now, let us rest your body on this pair of skates, and away you go.
Away!
Goodbye! Hooray! Hooray for money! Off to the bank! Off to the bank! Hooray for money!
Glad you like it!
Hooray for money!
Now, Moriarty, our master plan.
Yes, with a master.
Put on this mask, strap it to your knee.
Yeah.
Then glue this bearded wig to your teeth.
How do I look?
It's too early to say.
Look out. Here comes an announcement.
And now, by arrangement with America, the sound of the Bank of England.
We had a beastly day, dear.
Hello, merry bank teller.
I say, what's this? A sack of potatoes on skates?
Oh, no, no, no. It's only a temporary measure. Now, call your manager.
What is it, Jim? What is it, Jim?
Make up this prescription, please.
Jim, are you taking £50 of the National Health? Now, that won't cost you a shilling, Jim.
A touche, Jim.
It gets worse all the time, folks. Miss Lum, make up a bottle of £50. There, Jim. There, Jim.
I won't do it again. I promise. Thank you. Thank you, my man. And here's a tip.
A tip? A piece of cork?
Yes. It's a cork tip.
There you go, Jim Oldapo.
Stop. It wasn't that funny, folks. It wasn't that funny. Nutted by men with masked knees.
He got him. He's lapsing into unconsciousness with a cap and all. Now, get his bottle of money and off he goes.
Hello, sir, hello. I was reading the Police Gazette and I saw your advert at Red Elk. I've been attacked, applied to the supine body on the pavement.
Yes, my man. I've just had my medicine stolen.
Stolen on it, yarn.
Yarn?
On. Now, where's me mate's notebook now? Oh, yeah, it is on top of the Eiffel Tower. Now then, what was this medicine called?
It's called 50 pounds.
Oh, hello, Karen.
Hello, Eccles.
Well, I'd better be getting along.
Here, wait a minute. He ain't you the minister who built that highway that fell to bits?
No.
Well, with somebody like you, I know.
What? I arrest you for the murder of Blue Bottle.
He ain't dead.
Oh, well, you watch it, that's all.
Look, Ripite.
What?
It's Pa Kenny and his wallet is still empty. Now then.
There, Ken. A fresh prescription for 50 pounds.
There.
Now, let's get into a hospital.
Right, off you go, lad.
Oh, thank heaven you came,
good
Doctor. Some swine's robbed my
picket. Goodbye, have a good time on the skate and the kipper.
Now, a National Health Hospital.
Time for your naughty medicine, Mr. Connor.
Oh, nurse. I didn't see you.
You are naughty. Say,
Ah, 50 pounds. My poverty feels better already. Gad, I feel fit.
Hello, dear. Hello, my little dear. How's the patient?
Hello, handsome.
Wow. You're a good-looking fellow, too.
Oh, I say, you silly Eccles there. This nurse is a woman.
Oh, well, he's a good-looking woman, isn't he, eh?
Are you married?
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
Yeah, but the girl next door, folks.
He's growing up, you know. He's growing up. It had to come.
Yeah, folks. Hello, folks. And now, folks, here is my latest record, folks.
Oh, bad news, folks divine. While that record was in the oven, I was dragged away from my sickbed and thrown in Holloway Woman's Prison. Oh, tragedy. Incarcerated in a women's prison. Governor, please. Oh? I have a request for liberty. Give me 24 hours.
Right. Hold out your steaming hat. There. And it's all in minutes.
Oh. Tiresome. And in the time given, I will try to trace the villains and regain possession of my legs.
Right. Warden, let him go. But keep him on a chain.
Right. I'll pay it out. Off you go, mate.
China,
goodbye,
boy,
nurse. Goodbye.
And as the body of Connor skates into the night, we find a lone vinegar sipper called Ray Ellington who sings divine.
Say what you do, it's the way how you do it. Say what you do, it's the way how you do it. Say what you do, it's the way how you do it. That's what gets the results. It ain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the place that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the place what you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Take it easy, easy. Dig the jive and swing. It Tame what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tame what you do, it's the time that you do it. Tame what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets the results. Tame what you do, it's the time that you do it. Dig, dig, cats. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. Listen to Peter McGurk, my boy. That's nice. Listen to Judd Proctor now. Tell what you do is the way that you do is. Yeah, now it's my turn. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Oh, take it easy. Swing. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. Tame what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. That's what gets results. That's what you get results. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Thank you. Thank you.
Could I have some music with this announcement, please?
All right, then, well, I've been waiting for this bit. Well. Does the Christmas pudding lose its flavour up the chimney overnight? Does the Christmas pudding lose its flavour up the
right,
chimney
Right, thank you.
Overnight?
Ta, ta. Paul Connor, I said ta.
All right, then.
Poor Connor is travelling on a roller skate, his legs being filched by the two fiend doctors. We find him on a lonely Sussex moor, a chain round his neck, the other end attached to Holloway Prison.
Have a night.
Oh, what a night, folks. 10 miles I've travelled, and no sign of the two doctors. I must complain to the AA, the BB, and the CC, or in English, yes, yes.
Can I stop singing now, Captain? My nose has started to bleed.
Go away, lad, will you? I'm acting now. I'm acting. No, I'm...
Oh, could I act with you, then?
Yes, but keep quiet, will you? Keep quiet, please.
Well, could I be your stand-in, then?
Oh, all right, yes, you can go stand-in. Stand-in. Stand in the hole over there.
Oh, standing in a hole. I wish my mum could see me now. Hello, Mum, Dad, Reen, Eileen, and Dave. I am quite well and acting on radio. Keep the dinner in the oven, because I won't be... Daddy! You swine, you've hurt my shirt.
Well, shut up, child. I'll lay me down on this tatty piece of ground called England.
Going home, Mum. I don't want to stay and play. You hear me? I'm going, you rat. I'm going.
Yeah, that wasn't in the music.
Oh. You, sir! How dare you break into my private sleep?
Well, I saw your mouth open, so I came in.
Well, get out of my mouth and mind the jaws.
Just in time. But wait a moment, sir. Lift up your trouser leg. Ah! Oh! Just as I thought, the ragged underpants of Gunner Connor. Ex-regimental strangler.
Now exposed. How? Tell me, how did you know my terrible secret?
The war, lad. France and the Low Countries, remember?
Oh.
The invasion, Salerno. Remember we spent that night in a field together?
What? Sheila Francis, 601 ATS Company. Darling, what hit you?
Put me down, you military fool. I'm not her, do you hear me? I'm military, not her. And I quote from this dishonorable discharge paper. No, better still. I shall unveil myself.
Oh, right there. Miss Major Dennis Bloodlock. Coward and bar. What are you doing, sir, on a lonely Sussex moor?
The old trouble, lad, the old trouble, you know. You'll never know where you'll find them. You see, I'm on a world tuba-playing tour of England.
It must be hell in there.
It is. Look, we can't stand here in this rain on a lonely moor. People will think we're avoiding them. Wait a minute. Give me a rock. There's something behind that tree.
Aye, yes, one blood not man, you can mad small pits.
And there's more where that came from.
And for no reason other than the paucity of creative continuity, we go to an outlandish old Victorian manor. If you roll up your trousers, you will hear it quite clearly.
Boyle, Calden Boyle. Oh! 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 I have newt leg of toad, eagle's knee, shell of snail.
Mistress Bannister, what is that hellish fiend brew?
It's your laundry, Henry. I'm making a laundry soup from it. Oh, make way for him. Make way. Make way for him, Henry. Stand back.
Morning. Men.
He's saying good morning, Henry. Good morning. He's a bit muttering.
Morning,
Uncle Oscar.
Good morning.
What did you do with his ear trumpet?
Uncle, what are you doing out of your grave so early?
I'm feeling better.
What?
Hot porridge.
He wants hot porridge, Min.
Sip this nice steaming laundry soup. And drink it all down.
Min.
Oh,
Min. It's turned him into a male chicken.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Will you give him an aspirin and put him to bed?
Yes, perhaps it'll wear off in the morning. If not, chicken for Sunday dinner, Min.
He's left so messy the knees have come off my drawers. Oh, dear.
No! A stone through the window!
There's something attached to it.
Oh. It's me, folks, Kenny. Oh. And this is my way of saying to you, have you got lodgings?
I've got them very bad.
Look, you could share the steam attic with the two gentlemen doctors upstairs.
Two gentlemen doctors?
Yes.
Send for the police. These men are criminals.
Oh, we'll be mad.
What's that? What's that?
It's a pistol ball of the police. They've surrounded the house with surround.
Somebody tip them off. Get the Gatling gun loaded and put this string in your shoulder holster.
All right.
You in there. Get yourself up on it. You're surrounded. Come out with your hands up or we'll say rude words on you.
Throw my legs out, you naughty man.
One step nearer, Kenny, and your legs will go in the mincer.
What? You wouldn't dare mince the legs of a goner.
No, I tell you, we're desperate men.
You must be to be on a show like that.
What?
Get out, no. Blue bottle now.
He's at living.
You're my standing.
But he's at living.
I'm not at living at all. Take... Salt cellars, a blue bottle. Please, take this conker and get my legs back.
Racket, and I'll come up and slick hang with me. Ready, men? Charge!
There they go. Little heroes all. Oh, that night, folks. The battle for my legs, it raged.
Stop those tears. Stop, Lester. Stop. They give up. Those pimples and elastic string, they've overpowered us.
They are too much for us.
They certainly were. Come in, little boys. Come in and have some of this nice laundry soup.
Yes, come in. Let's all sip some of this special Minnie's Bannister soup.
You like to see what's coming now? Well, here it goes. Here it goes, then. Here it goes.
Did you put in that laundry
suit? Ladies and gentlemen, with the entire cast unfortunately turned into brood chickens, we are forced to close this series of The Goon Show. The entire audience will now join hands, teeth and knees, with the orchestra and sing. Was the last of the ninth series of Goon Shows, with the Relative Quartet, Max Geldray, Wally Stott and his orchestra, Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan, who write the script, also Kenneth Connor in place of Harry Secombe, who was indisposed. Sound control and effects were by Brian Willie, Ian Cook and Jimmy Pope. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade, and the recorded series was produced by John Browell.